الحمد لله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله استماما لنعمته واستسلاما لعزته. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله شهادة نتمسك بها أبدا ما أبقانا وندخرها ليوم أن يلقانا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his prophet and his messenger. So of course for this Jum'ah, there is a very obvious topic, because 2 days from now is Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice. And that brings to mind, of course, the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his sacrifice. And I thought naturally I would give my khutbah about this topic. But then I remembered what one of my dearest young friends told me recently, is that we're tired of hearing the same khutbah over and over, on the same topic over and over. We've all heard, as noble as it is, as grand as it is, about the readiness of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice. And so I decided at the last minute to give a different khutbah, not about the day after tomorrow, which is Eid inshallah, but about tomorrow, which is the day of Arafah, where the Muslims will gather on the plain of Arafah in a metaphor of the Day of Judgment, some say, and to talk specifically so that we can relive together just a few moments of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day and see how he was the fulfillment of the prayer of his great, great, great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. When the Prophet was asked by the companions, "What was your beginning?" he gave a long answer and ended that answer that, "I am the answer, I am the fulfillment of the prayer of my father Ibrahim for me." And that prayer came while Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam were building the Kaaba, and they prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among what they say, and this is toward the end of the first juz in Surah Al-Baqarah, رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Lord, Ibrahim and Ismail are praying for their offspring. Send to them a messenger from among themselves who will rehearse unto them your signs, teach them the book, grant them wisdom, and purify them. You are indeed the Almighty, the All-Wise. And so let us from there transport thousands of years later to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walking in the footsteps, both physically and spiritually, of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the farewell pilgrimage that was in the last year of the Prophet's life, peace be upon him. And it is said that he led the Muslims to pilgrimage, then he returned to Al-Madinah, and he died about 3 months, maybe 3 months and 3 days, God knows best, after the day of Arafah in that farewell pilgrimage. And on that day, he really was reflecting on his mission of 23 years of struggle, of sacrifice, of teaching, and leaving the message to the future generations. And so in his khutbah on that day, he said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اسْمَعُوا قَوْلِي فَإِنِّي لَا أَدْرِي لَعَلِّي لَا أَلْقَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِي هَذَا بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ أَبَدًا. O people, listen to me. I don't know if I will ever meet you in such a situation after this year of mine again. أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَامٌ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَلْقَوْا رَبَّكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا وَكَحُرْمَةِ شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا وَإِنَّكُمْ سَتَلْقَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ فَيَسْأَلُكُمْ عَنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَقَدْ بَلَّغْتُ. So he said, O people, your blood and your money are sacred upon you. They are inviolable. To the day that you meet your Lord, as sacred as this day of yours is, the day of Al-Hajj al-Akbar, and as sacred as this month is, one of the sacred months, Dhul-Hijjah, and you will meet your Lord and he will ask you about your deeds, and I have delivered the message. The khutbah went on for longer than this, but this is the part I want to focus on. That the Prophet told the people, I may never see you again. God has made your blood and your money sacred upon you until the day you meet him, and you will be asked, the sense of accountability. And this was, in essence, the last message that he delivered to the Ummah. And I want us to reflect, have we held up to that or have we not as an Ummah? And after this khutbah, it was revealed on him among the very last of the Quran, verse 3 from Surah Al-Ma'idah, and I will just take the specific snippet from that verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have completed upon you your religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking. And I have perfected or finished my blessing, and I have chosen for you Islam as a religion. And when some of the companions heard this verse, they wept because they knew that the message had come to an end. And therefore, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had fulfilled his role, and that this was the end of this glorious chapter where he would be among them. And of course, it's very poignant and very resonating that the Prophet kept asking, Allahumma hal ballaght, Lord, did I deliver the message? And the people would answer, Naam, yes, you did deliver the message. And in another narration of this same khutbah in the seerah of Ibn Hisham, because there were so many people, nearly 100,000 some say, and God knows best, that the Prophet had someone to deliver so that when he talked, someone would also yell out so that everybody could hear. And they say that that was Rabi'a ibn Umayyah ibn Khalaf. And the Prophet asked the people, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ أَيُّ شَهْرٍ هَذَا? Do you know what month this is? And they said, الشهر الحرام, the sacred month. And then he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَلْقَوْ رَبَّكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. That God has made sacred and inviolable unto you. You don't violate the blood or the money until you meet your Lord, the same sacredness as this month. Then he repeated the question. After he asked them, do you know what month this is? Then he said, do you know what land this is? أَتَدْرُونَ أَيُّ بَلَدٍ هَذَا? And they said, yes, this is the sacred land. And then he again said that your lives and your money are sacred, the same sacredness now this time as this land. And then a third time he asked them, do you know what day it is? And they said, yes, this is the sacred day, the day of the great pilgrimage. And he again repeated that your blood and your money are inviolable until you meet your Lord, as sacred as this sacred day. So he delivered the message, he delivered the message, he delivered the message. And then he said to the people, Satus'aluna anni, you will be asked about me. What are you going to say? And they said, بلغت الرسالة وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة. You have delivered the message and you have fulfilled your trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were entrusted with, and you have given counsel to the Ummah. And look at this model of leadership, this sense of accountability, that did I do my job? This is a model that every modern leader needs to take heed of. Because when the prophet keeps asking this, we need to ask ourselves, have we as an ummah treated our blood as inviolable? How much blood has been shed by Muslim upon Muslim? Have we treated our money as inviolable? How much of the wealth of nations has been taken by its leaders without accountability, without anyone even daring to ask, where did you get this money? Where did you get this castle? Where did you get these furnishings? And we notice in this country, until this president, the president shows his income tax returns. He is accountable for every penny. And he's standing in front of reporters and they are squeezing him like a sponge. How did you do this? How did you do that? How did you do this? How have we lived up to that? Now, another rendition yet of this same event, when the prophet asks them which month, which country, which day, and he tells them, فَإِنَّ أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَرَادَكُمْ وَدِمَاءَكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَامٌ كَيَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا. That your money and your honor and your blood are sacred among you, as sacred as this day, this sacred day, in this sacred month, in this sacred land. And then he says to them, أَلَا كُلُّ نَبِيٍّ قَدْ مَضَتْ دَعْوَتُهُ إِلَّا دَعْوَتِي. Every prophet has had his prayer, except for me. فَإِنِّي قَدْ اِدَّخَرْتُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. I have saved it with my Lord until the day of judgment. And we are hoping, inshallah, and God knows best what that prayer is. I don't know. But I am hoping that that is his prayer of intercession for his people, of shafa'ah, to come between us and the hellfire, for those who listened when he said, listen. And he kept saying, did I deliver the message? Did I deliver the message? And then he finished up, and he said, أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ مُكَاثِرُونَ. Truly the prophets will all be vying with each other, trying to increase everyone one up on the other. فَلَا تَخْزُونِي فَإِنِّي جَالُسٌ لَكُمْ عَلَى بَابِ الْحَوْطِ. So do not disgrace me, do not shame me, for I will be waiting for you at the entrance to the basin. And how the Rasul is a big topic among the Islamists. I don't want to get into it. It is, I believe, a metaphor. Some take it literally, that this is the basin where the Prophet, peace be upon him, will give the faithful to drink. And some say that this is the Haud that the river of Al-Kawthar pours into and so on. God knows best. What I want to focus on is his asking his ummah, do not shame me. Do not disgrace me on this day. And I want us to ask ourselves, have we lived up to that? When the world looks at us and they think of terrorism and then they think of us. When they think of poverty and they think of us. When they think of the refugee crisis of people who can't help their own and they think of us. When they think of these refugees escaping tyranny and dictatorship and they think of us. Have we made the Prophet proud as an ummah? I say what I've said. I ask you to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udu Allah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. My feeling, and God knows best, is that collectively we have failed. If aliens were to come to Earth who knew nothing about humans and nothing about religion and nothing about anything, and look who are the people who are fulfilling the mandate of being the vicegerents of God, making the earth a better place to live for its inhabitants, for its animals, for its plants, for its environment, would they pick us or would they pick someone else? So then what is left? I would say that what is left, if we haven't succeeded collectively, is for each of us to do our best to succeed individually. So that on that day, maybe we as individuals can say that we have not let the Prophet, peace be upon him, down. That when he shifted that responsibility, and the verse says, I have completed for you your faith, that now it became our turn to live up to this legacy. Did I as an individual do that? And in the couple of days following this khutbah at Arafah, the last full surah of the Quran was revealed, almost the very last of the Quran, and that of course is Surah An-Nasr. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath wa ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfirhu innahu kana tawwaba. That when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the victory, and you see people entering the religion of Allah in droves, extol your thanks to your Lord, the Hamd, and ask for forgiveness, surely he is most forgiving. And when the scholars talk about this verse, they talk about the victory, al-fath, being fathu Makkah, the opening of Mecca. And that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was being reminded of God's favor upon him. That the fath took place in the 8th year of Hijrah. This pilgrimage took place 2 years later in the 10th year of Hijrah. I think that it was much more than that. It wasn't just the victory of reclaiming Mecca. I think it was the victory of an entire system. When the Quran says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. Who would stray from the path of Ibrahim except he who holds himself of low account or who is weak of mind? It was the success of this millah. That in 23 years, the Prophet, peace be upon him, transformed Arabia from a place of lawlessness. There was no law. Each tribe was for itself. Their way was to raid each other and kill each other and pillage each other and kidnap each other's children and wives. That was what they survived upon. And even in pre-Islamic Arabic poetry, they glamorized that if you don't do injustice, you will suffer injustice. That was the way of the world. There was no sacredness to blood. There was no sacredness to possessions. There was no sacredness to individual rights or human dignity. And the victory is that the Prophet, peace be upon him, completely changed that. And those who listened took the lessons to heart. And those who didn't strayed fairly immediately. And I want, in the closing minute of this khutbah, to give an example of both at the same time. And that example is in Uthman ibn Affan. May God be pleased with him, who was the third Khalifa, who took over leading the Muslim Ummah. And people were dissatisfied with his administration. And they may well have had legitimate grievances. And those grievances turned into a protest. And then that protest turned into a siege of Uthman's house. And you all know that Uthman died by assassination. He was murdered. But this wasn't some sniper bullet that came out of nowhere. This was a siege around his house that gradually became more and more violent. They cut off the water. They wouldn't let him have water. And they besieged him entirely. So you may wonder, so this group seemingly forgot the prophet's admonition. But let's look at Uthman, and let's look at the companions. Where were the companions? Well, they were there. And that's the part of the story we never hear. The companions came to defend Uthman ibn Affan because he was the Khalifa of the Muslims, whether they agreed with him or not. Ali ibn Abi Talib, for example, strongly disagreed with Uthman's policies. Yet when his house was besieged, he sent his two sons to go and protect Uthman. And many of the other companions, whether they agreed with him or disagreed with him, came to his house to protect them, to protect him against those who had besieged him and were threatening him. So then how did Uthman end up dying? Because he had paid attention to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he addressed his supporters. And he said to them, those who were there to protect him, because he was the rightful Khalifa, مَنْ مِنْكُمْ رَأَى لِي عَلَيْهِ طَاعَةً فَلْيُغْمِدْ سَيْفَهُ وَلْيَذْهَبْ إِلَى بَيْتِهِ. Whoever of you considers that it is your duty to obey me, because I am the Khalifa, let him put down his sword and go to his house. Those who were there to protect him and had their swords drawn, ready to fight for him. He said, if you believe that you owe me obedience, sheath your swords and go to your homes. And he said, I will not have Muslim blood shed on my account. And compare that to what we have seen just in our lifetimes. How many have died at the hands of leaders all across our nations because they wanted to protect their possessions or their power or their rule. There are those who paid attention and there are those who forgot. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who did not forget. Inshallah. Ameen. Allahumma wassi' arzaqana waghfir dhunubana وارحم ضعفنا ويمن كتابنا ويسر حسابنا وتولى أمرنا نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. Allah, please expand our horizons and forgive our shortcomings and have mercy upon our weaknesses and take hold of our matter and guide us. We bear witness that there is no God but you and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your prophet and your messenger. And when we are asked, we bear witness that he delivered the message, that he fulfilled the covenant, and that any shortcomings are our own. May you forgive us. Aqim as-salah.